righty, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you on this Friday. And obviously, it's been a very, very serious week on the program. And without wanting to be inappropriate in any way, shape, or form, I would like to kind of end the week with an upper as opposed to a downer. First of all, certainly glad that Steve Cohen and his family made it back alive and well from Israel. Obviously, their thoughts and concerns still with their friends and family members in Israel. And you know, Israel is one of the places I really want to go. And I also really want to go to Egypt at some point. My ex-wife was in Egypt not all that long ago. Very, very long and arduous flight, but certainly well worth it. But my understanding is that when you start talking about the Holy Land, it's a lot smaller than what you think it is based on the maps. And I think that's one of the first thoughts that people have on their initial trip to the Holy Land is, this doesn't seem to be quite as large as I believed it was. I have a few things that I'd like to bring out here on WBEN and see where we go with that and try to have, as we head into the weekend, try to have a little bit of well, if not jocularity, a little bit of fun and learning with a purpose. One of the shows I did many, many years ago involved big words. Yes, big words that you whip out when you want to impress somebody. We all have words that we keep in reserve, like an extra magazine of ammunition, 50-cent words, dollar words, maybe $2 words that we whip out when we most want to try to convince somebody that maybe we're a little bit smarter than we really might be. And you might very well have heard me use the word avuncular in recent weeks, which is kind of like being an uncle. It's like an uncle, avuncular. And is there, in fact, in your lexicon, in your own personal dictionary, is there a word that you like to reach into like a mail sack and, that is an M-A-I-L, a mail sack and bring it out and say, I know this word because I love learning about big words. And believe it or not, I don't know all of the big words that are out there, and every now and again, I have to look them up. And then sometimes you think you know a word, but you don't really know the word. You have a general idea, perhaps, of what it means in context, but you're not 100% sure, and then you look it up just to get some finality to it, like the word ingenue. For a long time, I thought I knew exactly what it was, and then I looked it up, and it turned out I was in the ballpark, right sport, but wrong game, with ingenue. 803, is there, what are your go-to words when you want to impress somebody? Maybe it's a job interview, maybe it's a date. Do you have a go-to word that you use? I love avuncular, and that actually came up a caller to the show, or might have been a guest to the show many, many years ago, used that word, and I had no idea what it meant when I first heard it, but since then have wisely incorporated it into the lexicon. Avuncular. Is there a word that you reach in your quiver of verbiage and pull it out, and you basically hit the center of the target every single time with that word? That's one of my questions. And the other one, and Tanner, you're gonna love this, Mr. Saunders. The other one is I promised I would try to do a follow-up. And since I'm actually not going to be in next week, and no, I will not be under morphine or anything like that, at least not that I know of. But the other thing that I want to do is something that we did. I don't know, Tanner, when did we do it? Was it 2 weeks ago? Was it 3 weeks ago with one-hit wonder songs that we busted out? And it's not to be confused with what is your favorite song, but one-hit wonder bands and songs, like, you probably already have it ready to go. One of my all-time favorites is, remember that Paper Lace song we played last time, Tanner? The Night Chicago Died. That is such a typical one-hit wonder song. There's also a song that we played a little bit of it, and you can whip this one out as well. Mary McGregor. And basically, it was the Mary McGregor Greatest Hit Collection, which is, by the way, one more than you and I will ever have, Torn Between Two Lovers. And I have been known to make some rather, shall we say, off-color remarks about that particular song. But one-hit wonder songs that make you just shake your head. Maybe you actually like them. And the thing about the one-hit wonder songs is they tend to be what we refer to as earworms. You don't want to like them, but for whatever reason, you end up finding yourself liking the songs. And Tanner, I'm not sure what you've got there behind the glass. I cannot believe that I went this far into this particular topic, and I did not mention Terry Jacks, J-A-C-K-S, Terry Jacks, and Seasons in the Sun. So I know that Tanner, behind the glass, has been working feverishly, diligently, and expeditiously in terms of bringing these songs from the internet so we can play them on the radio. But two topics that I want to finish up the week with and hopefully get you thinking and maybe, I don't know, get you laughing just a little bit or maybe taking you on a walk down memory lane. But the first one is the biggest word that you love to bring out when you are in conversation to impress other people. We all like to impress other people with words. There used to be ads on late night radio with a word a day calendar. Remember the word a day calendar? And the idea was that after 365 days, your vocabulary would increase by 365 amazing words. Unless, of course, it was a leap year. I think you got one extra one for those. But also the one hit wonders that stick with you. Some of you actually might admit to having these on 45 RPM records at home. And I remember last time we actually played Taco. Anybody remember Taco? Like the food that you eat and putting on the Ritz. These are some of the songs that we played last time, and some of them I don't think we actually got to last time we did this, but I did promise to bring back the topic when we had a moment to spare on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let me give you the telephone numbers for both the million-dollar word that you use to win friends and influence people, as well as the one-hit wonder earworm that you simply cannot get out of your mind. Now, Tanner Saunders, behind the glass, you can just start playing a song that I have named, and I will know. I can name that song within a very, very few number of notes. So go ahead and let number one rip, and let's see how we do. Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun. Thank you. Here we go.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10.
It's originally recorded in French.
Together we've climbed hills and trees. Learned of love and ABC. Skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die.
Actually, this song, originally in French, was actually written in the persona of a guy who was calling out his friend who was, shall we say, on an intimate basis with his wife and his wife at the same time. And the melody is very similar to what Terry Jacks does here, but the lyrics are definitely more explicit in the French, but that's the French for you. 803, you can let that die now, and frankly, the quicker the better. 803, oh, Was that judgmental of me or what? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. We're going to get some of your earworms on. And if you got a big word that you like to whip out, I always love learning big words. I also like learning Latin expressions for some reason. It's like you throw in a little Latin, people automatically assume you're smarter than you really are, even if you only know five words in Latin. And as you call in, by the way, Tanner is going to be working diligently to pull audio from the internet so we can torture everybody else with your one-hit wonder earworm song. Here is, I want so badly to go out and see Back to the Bars tonight. I just don't know that it's going to happen. Marie in Buffalo, you are on WBEN. Welcome. Usually helps if I press the button. Sometimes as a man, I miss the mark on that, and this would be one of those times. Marie in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom. The one song that has always been earwax, even when I was a little girl, is Midnight at the Oasis. The lady who sings that song sings it in the weirdest voice.
Maria Muldaur. Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis.
She always sounded like, I hate to say this, like she's caterwauling the song, but it was such a weird song to me.
Caterwauling, that is awesome. That is, by the way, an awesome word. I think that we need a refresher course on Maria Muldaur and Midnight at the Oasis. So let it rip, Tanner, shall we?
Yes, that's it.
Of course it is.
Midnight at the Oasis. Send your camel to bed.
Oh, the poor camel. Missing out on all the fun.
Well, thank you very much, Tom.
Well, Marie, one quick question. Do you have any idea how old Maria Muldaur is today? Because I do.
I have no idea. I was only a little girl in the 70s when this song was on the radio.
She is 81 years of age. And she has an absolutely beautiful voice, and the chords in this song were so non-1970s. A little bit ahead of its time. Thank you very much, Maria.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. Yeah, that one did not come up last time. Midnight at the Oasis, Maria Muldaur. Let's go to Mark in Alden as we reflect on one-hit wonder earworms. And I love your suggestions, by the way. Mark, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, from the late 1980s. Bobby McFerrin, an absolutely enormously talented individual, and I think he does every single part in this song. And Tanner, I think we need to hear Mr. McFerrin. Tanner, there we go. I got a whistling scholarship at UB, actually. Little known fact. Bobby McFerrin. This song was everywhere in the late 1980s. You could not escape it. Yeah.
You can't get out of it, neither.
A little song I wrote. Hoping to get the lyrics in here.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
And I think that's about enough of that. That was the Bobby McFerrin one-hit wonder. You ever see Bobby McFerrin in concert, by the way?
No.
I want to tell you, I know somebody who did, and absolutely amazing, like Howard Jones. Do you remember Howard Jones from a little bit before the Bobby McFerrin era? Howard Jones did a song called What Is Love? Another enormously talented multi-instrumentalist guy.
But that song right there will stick in your head all day long.
Oh, and it did. It did. And I think he made it to Saturday Night Live with it, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to double-check that. Mark, thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. Wow, you guys are so far ahead of me on this one. Just help Tanner out with the song when you call it in. Your one-hit wonder earworm, and it's amazing how many of these are out there. It's absolutely stunning.
There are times
This is so cruel, is it not?
Even though she knows how much it's gonna hurt.
I think we played this last time we did One Hit Wonders, Mary McGregor.
Before I say another word, let me tell you, I love you.
Oh, that makes it all better right there.
Hold you close and say these words as gently as I can.
Here's the big revelation here.
There's been another man that I've needed and I've loved. But that doesn't mean I love you less.
Of course it does. Let's be real. All right, that's enough of that. Mary McGregor, her one-hit wonder there. It is 538 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, what was that song? Oh, my goodness. The woman who did it was blind, and it was about devil in blue jeans. You got to look that up for me, Tanner. Devil in blue jeans. Somebody's knocking. Somebody's Knocking was the name of the song. You got to whip that out, and you got to tell me who did it, because I've totally forgotten. Let's go to Nancy in Lockport first on WBEN. Nancy, one-hit wonder that has been an earworm and possibly a blight on your existence ever since the first time you ever heard it.
Oh, definitely The Weather Girls.
And the song.
It's Raining Men.
Why?
One wedding song in the past.
But why do women love that song so much? Every time that song plays, women of every age and demographic jump up and down and go nuts.
You have to watch the video. I think that has something to do with it.
I have to watch
the video.
I don't know that I've ever sat down. Can you describe the video for those who don't happen to be near a cell phone?
Men are raining down in umbrellas and raincoats and thongs.
Huh. Well, that happens every day around here, does it not? I'm sorry.
Not enough.
Oh, listen to you. Wow. Well, it's Friday night. You got a chance here to make things happen. Thank you very much. It's Raining Men, The Weather Girls. Thank you, Nancy.
Yes.
And Tanner Saunders has located Terry Gibbs. This is a song that you could not get away from when it was released. And then we finally saw Terry Gibbs, and it was like, we had no idea she couldn't see. Let it rip. Terry Gibbs and Somebody's Knocking, Tanner. 1981.
Somebody's knocking. Should I let him in? Lord, it's the devil. Would you look at him? I've heard about him, but I never dreamed.
That actually won a Grammy for Best Country Song, much as it pains me to say that. Terry Gibbs on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, you know what? Somebody else, too. And she was not a one-hit wonder, so we can't include her in this. But whatever happened to Juice Newton? Does anybody remember Juice Newton? Queen of Hearts. That was one of her big songs. She had a few other. It seems like every other week she had a big hit come out, and then she just kind of vanished into nowhere like Slim Whitman. Until Slim Whitman defeated the Martians in Mars Attacks. Let's go. Oh, Mike in Wheatfield. You're not going to make me do this. Mike, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show. Usually helps if the button is properly depressed. Mike in Wheatfield, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Yeah. Sukiyaki. Now, no, it's the only Japanese song to reach number one on the U.S. charts. It's all Japanese, but the melody is so soothing. It's a song about depression and sadness. But actually, one interpretation, it was a protest song, how the Japanese felt after the two atomic bombs. Because the writer of the lyrics came from a protest meeting, the 1960 agreement on mutual aid between the U.S. and Japan, and he didn't think Japan should be making a treaty with the U.S. But the song about that, but the melody is so soothing. I mean, that's what, that's how it sold.
I guess he didn't record a song about Pearl Harbor. But
well,
let's
just from a Japanese point of view.
Well, I understand that, but okay, for those who don't know, Sukiyaki, and I think it was redone in the 1980s by somebody else, but Sukiyaki, Let Her Rip. Yeah, it was later redone, and that's about enough of that, Tanner. Mike, that was later done by A Taste of Honey back in 1981.
Right, they changed the name to Sukiyaki because no one would know the Japanese name, what it really was. Everyone heard of Sukiyaki.
Well, yeah, certainly not many. I'm trying to think of how many Japanese artists there have been who've crossed over onto the American music scene.
I think in 1961 it was, what, 3 years number – 3 years, 3 weeks number one.
Well, here's something that I would –
before after that.
Well, I would encourage you never, ever, ever to listen to Yoko Ono. Don't ever play Yoko Ono backward, because if you do, Satan materializes. I think that's an established scientific fact, although I could be wrong.
Yeah, I've heard about that before.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, you. Mike. Sukiyaki. Let's get back to the calls. One-hit wonders. Some of these became earworms. And, oh, this is one of our favorites, definitely from the 1980s. Eric in Lockport. Eric, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Tom, great topic. But before I get to it, I have to, disclaimer, I'm very secure in my masculinity, but It's Raining Men is an awesome song.
Hey, you know what? If you enjoy watching videos of dudes in thongs, I have no judgment that I'm going to make on that.
I've never seen the video. Just the song is fun to dance or roller skate to or whatever. So,
okay, roller skating just seems so 1978, or actually earlier than 1970. I don't remember those roller skating parties. And
I'm your age. Great memories.
USA Skating Rink and other places existed. But you, in addition to It's Raining Men, which you now have confessed you have a secret longing and lust for, your one-hit wonder song would be which one?
It's Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners. I believe it's from the 80s. I don't think they had any other hits, so I think they qualify.
I do believe Dexy's Midnight Runners would be a one-hit wonder, and it's amazing that they actually were able to make the charts with that name, which is a drug reference to uppers.
I never knew that.
Yes, Dexy's Midnight Runners was all about taking pills so you could stay up all night long, and who could forget the very memorable words to, and I always felt bad for any woman named Eileen, because if you were named Eileen when this song was out, everybody would sing this to you, and I'm not so sure that you enjoyed this. Let her rip, Mr. Tanner. Does it get better with time or worse with time, sir? That is the big question.
It gets better, because the new stuff is just so bad from the last 20 years, but my opinion.
They were from Birmingham, actually, and whatever happened to Dexy's Midnight Runners, they broke up in 1987, just in case you wanted to know about Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Well, thank you, Tom.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, another band, see, they wouldn't be a one-hit wonder, but Air Supply. Is it wrong for a dude to admit that he likes Air Supply? Is that definitely, does that cost you some man points, possibly? One-hit wonder earworms as we try to end on a upbeat, positive note after a very difficult week here. Here's Lloyd in Buffalo on WBEN. Lloyd, you've got a one-hit wonder that for whatever reason has been hanging out in your brain, causing you great consternation over the years?
Oh, God. It was, I don't know the name of the artist. Boy, that's a stretch, artist. Fly, Robin, Fly. God, I hated that. It was everywhere.
And as I remember, didn't it only have, like, the words weren't the only words? Fly, Robin, Fly.
Fly, up to the sky. That was it. It was the stupidest song I ever heard. I mean, that and Voulez-Vous, where they're like, oh, God, I hate disco.
Hey, that song at least taught you some French, but Silver Convention was Fly, Robin, Fly. You know, another one-hit wonder song, and I don't know that this came up last time, was, I'm gonna just say the word, you tell me the title of the song, Van McCoy.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, I can't believe you're just going to leave me hanging like this. Van McCoy, come on, put it through your brain. Put it through your brain.
Van McCoy.
The Hustle.
Oh, do the Hustle. Oh, God. Oh.
Same basic era, Do the Hustle.
Thanks. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry to wreck your weekend, man. I apologize, love.
Oh, yeah. I would rather be chained to a speaker at a Yoko Ono concert than have to sit through that stuff. I hated the disco era. Absolutely couldn't stand it. I was one of the original anti-disco marauders. That's how far back I go.
Oh, listen to you. But if you really want to appreciate Yoko Ono, what you need to do is put some headphones on and crank them all the way and listen to Don't Worry, Kyoko. Your ears will never be the same, and it may induce a state of temporary, possibly permanent insanity. I'm just warning you in advance.
Yeah, we might be able to use that at an NSA black site. You never know.
Probably has already been used at Guantanamo Bay. Thank you very much. I'm sure Yoko's thrilled at that. Thank you kindly. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And last I heard, Yoko Ono is still going strong. And you know, when you think about how many years it has been since the love of her life was murdered by that scumbag, it's amazing. Bowerly talking about one-hit wonders that somehow became earworms for you, and you simply could not ever get rid of them. Let's go to line four, and this is Ed in Buffalo, and we're going to take you back to the 1970s and a certain era of Americana. Ed, you've got a song for us. Give us the background of this song as you remember it, sir. I don't know what's going on here and why I keep forgetting to press down on lines. Ed, you're on WBEN. Go right ahead, sir. My apologies.
Hey, Tom. My background to the song, I was born in 1985, so I have no background for the song, except I had a coworker who absolutely loved this song. And it's from the album Black Bear Road by C.W. McCall. It's called Convoy, and it is lovely. It's a sleeper hit.
Okay. When you say a sleeper hit, do you mean that once you hear it, you never, ever want to wake up again and you wish to be induced into a permanent Ativan coma?
Maybe, but I guess more like it's, you know, it just doesn't make it on all the big lists of one-hit wonders.
Okay, the song Convoy was a song that kind of glommed onto the Citizens Band radio craze of the 1970s and Channel 19, which was used by all the truckers, as opposed to Channel 9, which was the emergency channel for the CB radio. And I think for those who have never been exposed to C.W. McCoy, this gives you an idea of where we were in the 1970s and how America became America in 2023. Tanner, let her rip. Tanner, let her go. Tanner, we need C.W. McCoy here. That was truckin', by the way. Now, listen to the words here. This is Shakespearean.
You want to back off them hogs? Good, 10, 4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies.
Those were police officers, by the way. Bears, Smokies.
I says, calling all trucks, says here.
A bear in the air, a helicopter. Song about speeding with wild abandon on the interstates of America as long as you were part of a trucking convoy. Ed, I can't believe you brought up that song. I'm stunned. I'm amazed. And, you know, see, at one point, CB radio was fun, and then those idiots destroyed CB radio by cranking up the wattage. They're only supposed to produce 4 watts, and these idiots would basically try to turn them into, like, ham radios. Totally destroyed the Citizens Band.
Well, thank you for the history lesson.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you very much. Now, there was actually a time, we had a base station when I was growing up at home, actually. And it was kind of cool because in Tonawanda, on a nice morning, you could actually talk to people in Attica. If you had a decent CB base station with a decent antenna, you could talk to people 30, 40 miles away. And then if you had sideband, and one of those lollipop microphones, you were in, baby, you were in. Thanks to Tanner Saunders for his phenomenal work all week long. Thanks to everybody who joined us with phone calls. Thanks to Steve Cohen, the renowned Buffalo attorney, for being with us on WBEN. Tom Puckett is coming up with Buffalo's Evening News from 6 until 7. And then I'm going to be resting and relaxing next week for a change. I will actually not be on the air, but actually attempting to have some fun. I'm sitting at home, of course, playing the guitar, trying to.